Hey, listener, this is Ralph from Beer, Blood, and the Bayou, reminding you that if you love our podcast, please rate and subscribe on iTunes, SoundCloud, Classmates.com, or wherever you consume our show. We also want to remind you that if you have any questions, comments, or would like to unload on our latest podcast, please call us at 405-806-0476 or write us at listener@beerbloodbayou.com. Thanks.
Beer, Blood, and the Bayou contains adult language, graphic descriptions of delicious hop treats, and real crimes perpetrated in and around the greater Houston metropolitan area. Viewer discretion is advised. Bitches.
And we're back.
Hey, everybody. Well, this is a kind of a special little podcast here. Something very horrific happened in our very horrific city this past week. I'm going to read to you from an article, an NPR article from Emma Bowman. So, as most of you probably, if you're listening to us, you must know about Harris County Sheriff's Deputy Sandeep Dhaliwal was killed in line of duty last Friday. He was a real hero and a trailblazer, Ed Gonzalez, a Harris County sheriff, said. He wore the turban. He represented his community with integrity, respect, and pride. And again, he was respected by all. Dhaliwal was 42, a married father of three, and a 10-year veteran of Harris County Sheriff's Office. He made national headlines in early 2015 when the sheriff's office changed its policy to allow Dhaliwal to grow out his facial hair and wear a traditional Sikh turban while on patrol. Quite frankly, there's a really good picture of him on here, and looks kind of like a badass, man.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, he's got the badge on the top of the turban. That look really works for me. I don't know why. But he looked really cool, and I immediately knew of this guy, and I remember hearing about him, and it seemed like just an incredible, incredible guy. Let's see. Harris County Sheriff's Office Major Mike Lee said during the news conference on Friday that dash cam footage shows the suspect ambushed Dhaliwal. The traffic stop, which took place at 12:23 p.m. local time, appeared to be a tame and conversational interaction, Lee said, until the deputy started to return to his vehicle. The suspect then reopened the driver's side door and bolted toward Dhaliwal from behind, gun in hand, and shot him and struck him in the back of the head, Lee said. Shot in the back of the head. So
yeah,
horrible.
Fucking sucks.
Dhaliwal was taken to the hospital where he died of his injuries a few hours later. Robert Solis, 47, has been charged with the capital murder of Dhaliwal, the sheriff's office announced Friday. Solis had an active parole violation warrant for which he was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon in January 2017. A resident who witnessed the traffic stop called 911 after she heard two shots and saw the suspect flee in a getaway car, according to Lee. Solis was arrested within hours after dash cam footage allowed authorities to identify and locate the suspect at a business close to where the shooting occurred. Lee and another suspect who's believed to have been sitting in the passenger seat of the stopped vehicle has also been taken into custody. In the business parking lot, authorities also confiscated the weapon they suspect the gunman used to fatally shoot Dhaliwal. Alan Bernstein, the Houston mayor's spokesman, told NPR that Dhaliwal and his appearance did not cause problems while on patrol. He was a unifying symbol, said Bernstein, who worked as a spokesman for the sheriff's office during the time in 2015 when the office first allowed Dhaliwal to wear the turban on patrol. He had used his appearance as a conversation starter for educating people about what Sikhs are about, what their values are, including that of selfless service and the long history that Sikhs have with serving in military and or law enforcement. As a sheriff in 2009, Commissioner Adrian Garcia recruited Dhaliwal. Garcia told reporters on Friday that Dhaliwal walked away from a lucrative trucking business to join the sheriff's office to help build bridges between the Sikh community and the sheriff's office because of a mishap. Although Garcia didn't expand on the incident, the Washington Post reported that Garcia had reached out to the Sikh community after a confrontation between the office's sheriff's deputies and Sikh family in 2008. The family called to complain of a burglary, but deputies who arrived were reportedly alarmed to find men in the home wearing beards and turbans and carrying small daggers. They called for extra officers and began interrogating the family, the Post reported. As a result of Sandeep stepping forward to become the first Sikh deputy, we have others, Garcia said. By the way, the daggers you're referring to are ceremonial daggers.
Yeah.
So Dhaliwal was admired for his generosity and commitment to public service. Gonzalez recalled the time his deputy traveled to Puerto Rico after the hurricane to bring aid to the family of sheriff's office colleague. When Hurricane Harvey devastated Texas, Dhaliwal and Garcia worked with humanitarian group United Sikhs to deliver truckloads of donated goods to first responders. As words of grief, support, and fond stories of Dhaliwal continued to pour in from his colleagues, friends, and acquaintances on social media, members of the Harris County Law Enforcement joined a community-led candlelight vigil to remember Dhaliwal. The Sikh American Legal Defense and Education Fund, which has worked with the sheriff's office over the for cultural awareness training, mourned Dhaliwal's death. We are shocked and saddened to hear the news of the deputy's death. He was a pioneer for the Sikh community and will always be remembered. Our condolences and prayers go to his family and friends. Wow. So, unfortunately, there's not a whole lot about Sandeep. I mean, there's enough, but most of them are just anecdotal stories of people saying what a wonderful man he was and how many great interactions he's had with the community. And, you know, on the surface, looking at this, this feels horrible. Every officer dying in line of duty is a tragedy, and everyone in the community should feel that. But this guy in particular, there's a little something extra, I think, that's added onto it, because this guy was really working for his community and for the city of, and just what he must have gone through to, not that his road was so tough or whatever, I don't know, but it takes extra effort for someone of his faith and his position to want to go through some of the things he probably had to go through to get to where he's at. And it's so sad. And the city should really kind of take a look at itself and say, what kind of people do we have running around the streets?
Yeah. And you know, the other thing too is I actually know just a couple of people who who've met this guy, who've hung out with him a few times, and both people independently have said what an amazing guy this was. And that's kind of all you ever hear about this dude. He was super, very funny, very caregiving, very measured tone. And you know, their religion, you know, it's all about peace and self-sacrifice. So even more tragic is this in context with another incident that we covered, where it's the execution of Officer Goforth.
Oh, Darren Goforth.
Yeah, Darren Goforth and all that. You know, that within itself was a horrible incident, and all the fallout around. And
well, he's a sheriff's deputy, wasn't he? Harris County Sheriff's deputy.
Who?
Goforth.
Yeah. But they were so. But my point is, though, Sandeep, he was heavily involved, I guess, in, so like there was a park named after Officer Goforth. He was really instrumental in that memorial in the aftermath of that whole shooting and everything. So he was heavily involved. If you want to hear about that story, we got another podcast of, can't remember the exact number, but if you Google Beer, Blood in the Bayou, we go all into the Darren Goforth case. Bottom line is that where he was killed was only a few blocks away from where Goforth was killed.
Northwest Houston. Holy shit. I live in the further reaches, yes, but it seems like it's getting worse and worse.
Yeah, this is Copperfield, man. Like the Copperfield area. So that's where
West Road.
Yeah, it's like where the area where I grew up. And it's just really, really odd to have such a horrific crime happen twice just within a few miles of each other, within a few years of each other.
And this piece of shit he pulled over, he fucking knew he was going to go to jail. Yeah. He was sitting there with warrants. He knew what he was doing. He waited for that cop to turn around and walk back to his car, jumped out and shot him in the back of the head.
Yeah, it's really weird, man. How do you think you're going to get away with that, you know? And the other guy, so, you know, with Goforth, it was the guy was mentally ill. I'm not even really. I don't think we have any updates on that case. No, but yeah, the circumstances were a little bit different. But yes, you know, Sandeep, he was a really loved and respected dude. And I saw this video on Facebook. One of my friends posted, and it was him. He was playing with this deaf child at IHOP. He let this kid put handcuffs on him and like let him unlock him and stuff. And you know, was trying to sign to them. He didn't speak, you know, sign language, but it was just like this really like super nice interaction between a police officer and a little kid. Yeah. If you see any, there's a bunch of videos of him floating around online. Highly recommend any of you guys to check him out. Just a really, really solid guy all around. And, you know, after watching that video, man, I fucking teared up. I just could not help myself, man. Yeah. It's so sad.
We're a worse city without him, you know?
So anyhow, yeah. So we just wanted to just do a separate segment in honor of the guy's service and, you know, him being a trailblazer, him kind of changing the status quo. It's always good, you know, to recognize people like that.
Yeah. And his look, I mean, okay. He had symbols, visual symbols of what Houston has become, this global community. And he was a wonderful person to be in the forefront for that. And he just helped to show, like, this is where we are. I mean, our law enforcement is becoming more representative of the communities in which they serve. And that feels very, very good. You know, maybe they should have taken that guy off patrol and had him somewhere in the rear with the gear. But it's just so sad that the guy can't be, he was shot at lunchtime on a Friday. This wasn't 2 a.m. on a Saturday morning or whatever. This is lunchtime on a Friday.
It's just crazy, like, you know,
the routine traffic stuff.
You know, you just think, like, you know, guys just driving around looking for an excuse to fucking kill somebody. It's, I don't know. The city is so dangerous, you know, and you just I forget about it all the time. You know, I'm walking outside on my street, and I just, anything could happen to anybody at any time, you know. So just make sure you're always cognizant of your surroundings.
Especially in this city.
Especially in this city. All right. So I think what we're gonna do is we're gonna close it out with some parting words from Ed Gonzalez. This clip was taken from KTRK here in town. So I'll go ahead and play it, and we'll close out after that.
The Harris County Sheriff's Office lost one of its own. There's simply no words to adequately express our heartbreak, our sadness at this time. Just ask our Harris County community to please keep this hero in your thoughts and prayers. Please keep the family in your thoughts and prayers. They are completely devastated. Our team is here to try to comfort them as best we can, but again, there's simply no words or deeds that could adequately comfort them at this difficult time. Deputy Sandeep Dhaliwal, a 10-year veteran, was a hero, was a respected member of the community, and he was a trailblazer.